Less than a month after Carluck Manor began taking in chronic alcoholic tenants, the Housing First facility finds itself not the object, but the springboard for a lawsuit against the municipality of Anchorage. KSKA's Len Anderson explains.
The legal firm, Northern Justice Project, is suing the municipality on behalf of three longtime self-described chronic alcoholics. Attorney Jim Davis of Northern Justice says the suit is not against Carluck Manor, which has aroused the ire of some residents in its Fairview neighborhood. Rather, Davis says, the suit seeks to make it easier to build more resident facilities patterned on the Housing First model.
Other developers had these impediments taken out of their way so more Carluck Manors could be developed, I think that would benefit the community.
The former Red Roof Inn became the Carluck Manor only after Rural Cap, which built and runs the 40-some room facility, agreed to special requirements set by the Anchorage Assembly in its severe alcohol-dependent housing ordinance. Davis contends these expensive hoops manor developers had to jump through violate federal law.
The city of Anchorage passed an ordinance making it more difficult to develop multifamily housing for people with disabilities and passing zoning restrictions that make it more difficult to develop housing for people with disabilities is simply and plainly illegal under federal and state law.
State and federal law consider chronic alcoholism a disability. The suit says the municipality's ordinance violates the Federal Fair Housing Act and Alaska's Human Rights Act. Davis says the three plaintiffs are being deprived of possible homes because the ordinance makes it too difficult for sufficient new Housing First facilities to be developed. The suit was filed on December 20th. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler says given Holiday's short staffing, his office has not had time to thoroughly examine, let alone respond to Davis's group. Wheeler says he understands the legal philosophy behind the suit.
If you had restrictions on where these things can go and who can be there that are so onerous as to essentially zone them out of the municipality, obviously you would raise some very problematic concerns. Because that would be the sort of tool that has been used in the past against people of color or people with mental disabilities and so on, and you just can't do that kind of thing.
Wheeler says he wishes that these federal and state legal concerns would have been brought before the Anchorage Assembly first, where legal adjustments might have occurred. Davis notes the strong pressure on the Assembly from some Fairview residents make compromising easing restrictions unlikely. And he says it wasn't until the impact became known that his clients decided to act with their lawsuit.
They have a lot of friends in situations that could benefit from other institutions or other multifamily housing like the Carluck Manor. They could too, and they just wanted to actually step up and try to do the right thing. And so they came together with us, and we had already seen that it was an issue, so it was a lawsuit we wanted to do.
The lawsuit seeks an injunction prohibiting enforcement of the severe alcohol-dependent housing ordinance and a finding that the municipal ordinance violates federal and state law. It also seeks litigation costs. Wheeler says his office needs to examine the ordinance itself and others elsewhere in the country before determining how to proceed.
What we're going to do is go back and look at the history of how the ordinance was developed. Because there was the working group for homelessness issues, and the mayor has been very much interested in trying to deal with the chronic inebriate problem. My goal would be, I guess, to hopefully meet with these plaintiffs and their attorneys and see if there isn't some other way to handle this.
The municipal attorney said he had hoped to meet with the plaintiffs in the week after the filing, but they were not available. He now wants to meet in mid-January to discuss the issue in a face-to-face setting. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.